Hi guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast. Welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta. I am so excited about this brand today because as you know, I'm a huge believer in Ayurveda. I'm a huge believer in products inspired by Ayurveda. And, this line is just the epitome of Ayurveda done right. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Skincare, Anisha Binjamuri. Welcome to the show, Anisha. I'm so honored to host you.
Thank you so much, Ekta. It's such an honor to be here today. I really appreciate you reaching out. And I'm a huge fan of Skincare Anarchy. You've had some amazing information out here. Super educational. And it comes from such a great place of authenticity. So I feel really, honored to be on your podcast. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. And I really appreciate your kind words. I want to learn all about you, Anisha. I want to learn all about your background and everything that led to, creating Skincare, because I really want to know, where this journey started and, your background and how you decided to, go down this road.
Right. Well, it's a long story. I'm going to try to keep it as small as possible, but it's definitely a long wounded one. I do not have a beauty background. And I actually was born and raised in India, Hyderabad, where I completed a double master's. I have a master's in commerce and accounting, and I also have a master's in foreign trade. And I did that by the time I was 22. I had an arranged marriage when I was 23. And in fact, right out of my college, I remember giving my final exam, like the last exam, and then running down to my wedding hall to get married that day.
That's so, such a typical Indian like story.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, and I'd spoken to my husband only once prior to that over the phone. So, it was like, I got to finish my exam real fast. And then in my mind, I was like, I hope I'm not going to fail my exam because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So then I moved to Seattle. My husband was working in Seattle for T-Mobile at that time. I moved to the US 16 days after I got married. And, 2 months after that, I got pregnant. So I had my first child just a day before my first wedding anniversary. So
Wow, that's cool.
I know, that was so crazy. It was such a culture shift for me, moving from India to the US, not knowing how to drive. Just not having any friends here, right? So I was going through all of this, and then it was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Son had these, he had sleep apnea and he had like little sleeping problems and allergies when he was young. So I really had to hold him really close to me while he was growing up for the first 2 to 3 years, just to make sure that, he was safe and stuff like that. But that it was during that time, because he would sleep on my chest and I just had to stare at the wall, right? So instead of staring at the wall, I was like, okay, let me read something, And I was in my mind, I thought, okay, let me prepare myself for a career for when my son grows up and he's ready to go to daycare and not so dependent on me. I asked a few of my husband's friends then, and I said, okay, what is the best way to get a job in the US? It was as vague as that, okay? Just a job. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, tech industry, but there was a tech boom back then. So they told me, oh, you have to be an engineer. You have to learn how to be a test engineer or something, because that's like the quickest way to get in because there's a tech boom. I said, okay, fine. And then they gave me some, some books. And I would just read these books like software test engineering. How do you, figure out whether a product is, viable for the market or not and all of that. So I was going through all of this stuff and I started interviewing, and I was interviewing with my son attached to me, believe it or not. And this was like, I'm talking about 19 years ago, right?
Yeah,
I applied to so many positions. And then when I go into the interview, I had to go in with my son because, he had this like dependency. And it was just like, I was so desperate to start a career, to have a life, beyond the four walls of my house. And, you know, I guess I was so driven by wanting to do it. I would just take my son along with me, and I got rejected by so many managers because they're like, it was unknown of, unheard of. Like today, it's quite common that you take your child to work, but I'm talking about 19 years ago when it was like, why the hell? What are you doing here with that child? Like, how do you think you're going to do a job, right?
Yeah.
So, however, I got, after almost, I think, close to 50 interviews, I'd say, first of all, I'm self-taught in computers. So there's no reason for any company to give me a job in an engineering bucket, right?
Yeah.
Number two, I have this child with me. So I understand why I got rejected that many times. But then I got really lucky at this one place. And they said, you know what? The only reason we want to give you this job is because we see that you're so driven and you're like self-taught engineering. You're willing to do anything. So just because of your drive, they're going to offer this job, right?
And you're brilliant. Let's not forget that. And you're brilliant.
Thank you. And they're like, in 15 days, if we think that this is not working out, right, we'll have to let you go. And I said, that's fine. And then I started trading, you know, taking my, you know, going to work versus having someone take care of my child and then trading with my husband and blah and blah. And the 15 days went by and 1 month, 3 months went by. I started getting promoted within my company. And within 1 year, I went from being like a low level test engineer to managing vendor projects, right? And it was such a phenomenal journey. I think really learning, I really give a lot of this to Microsoft was the company that I worked for. And I'm really thankful for the experiences that, you know, just learning to survive and thrive was a beautiful place. And then I was there at Microsoft for a few years and I was ready for more. I was hungry for more. I said, it was around the time that the world was moving away from something called a waterfall technology to agile technology.
Yes. Amazon
had come in. And they were doing this iterative releases instead of, you know, collecting data for months long, developing a product and getting it to the customer. And customer, the mindset of the customer changes by then, right? Yeah, and I was so fascinated by learning everything about the agile technologies. Again, I went in through the SAFe certifications and everything. And then I thought, hey, you know what? There is so much opportunity here. What if I built a consulting team that were experts in agile management, change management, right? Culture fit for the companies. And if I can really be a core part of a company's transition, right? And so I started building this business plan and I started a company called Innovations IQ. I hired a team of phenomenal management consultants. They went into several companies here within the Pacific Northwest and we did a lot of global work too. We'd help companies move, go through their agile transformation. We did that for like close to 10 years and I was, you know, getting ready to sell my company out. And, but that was also the time that was the most darkest time of my life, right?
Oh, wow.
I felt like all my life I was running so hard from one goal to another, from doing one thing to another that outwardly, to me, I mean, there was success, there was money, there was everything, but I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't, like, I had this horrible insomnia because I'm constantly thinking about what next and I'm stressed out and, you know, just the work stress in general, right? I started breaking out my hair. My hair fall was so bad. Insomnia was so bad. And you know, just my digestive system was off the rail, right?
So think much about stress. I mean, it's so much stress on you, right? I mean, it's so that much. Causes all these problems.
But when you're in the midst of all of it, you don't think of, oh, I need to calm down and fix my life. You think of, okay, what should I quickly take so that, you know, I can go to my meeting tomorrow and not look like I have a face full of acne, or I go to my meeting tomorrow and don't look like I just got hit by a drunk driver or something like that.
I love your analogies. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you want to be presentable because you're leading a company. I was teaching Seattle technology startups how to manage their work-life balance. Can you imagine the irony of that? Okay. I get invited to talk to a bunch of startup founders on the importance of mental health when I am crumbling on the inside, right?
Yeah.
So I have this beautiful presentation telling all these amazing, first-time founders that, hey, this is how you preserve your health, mental health, and everything. And right after that talk, I just couldn't take it anymore. I broke down. Like, that was the lowest part of my life. It was, you know, it was just like not good. So anyhow, at that point, no matter what medication I was taking, very specifically, although I knew the side effects of Accutane, I used to take Accutane because, you know, I didn't have time to take care of my acne or the 7-step skin routine. I still don't do it, by the way. I'm like very minimal. I want things like that are sustainable and something that fit into my busy lifestyle. So I'd be taking all these pills, and then I had some other problems because of the pills, and then I'd be on antidepressants, and it was like this vicious cycle of anxiety, that, this, acne, pills, nonstop.
Yeah.
So at that time, in 2017, I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, my drive and desire were dead completely. I had nothing in me to give anybody, nothing in me to give my work, myself, my family, nothing. I was empty, like in a black hole. So, obviously I come from, I was born and raised in India, and my family still practices Ayurveda as a core philosophy. They are, my mom herself is like in Ayurveda. She's a PhD in Ayurveda. So she was like, Anisha, you know what? You just need to come, just disconnect, right?
Yeah.
Come here. We'll figure out what's going on with you. Just come here. We'll figure out. And then work is always going to be there, right?
Yeah.
We don't want you to be in this place where it's a point of no return. And I was already at that point. So I went to India, and then I spent a month in an Ayurvedic immersive clinic where all we do is wake up in the morning, you know, take time to meditate, have your herbal teas, get like this beautiful Ayurvedic massages, balance your doshas, pray, do whatever, like reconnect with nature, water the plants, eat good food, just take time to breathe and heal from within, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
all it took was a month and a half of that intensive care to kind of, my mindset shift, the way I looked at life, the way I felt about myself, the way I looked outwardly, my skin, everything started to transform in such a positive way. And, I'm just so grateful for that time in my life. As much as I dread thinking about that dark place in my life, this has been a transformative period in my life, both for the way I look and my perspective, my outlook on life.
I love that you said that. You know, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I really want to like stress this to the audience, is that, you know what? You have to stop sometimes. Like, you have to stop, you have to breathe, and you have to check in with your body. You know, Anisha, honestly, this is so amazing that you're talking about this, because this is so needed, this conversation, especially nowadays, especially for women, you know what I mean? Because we are always on the go, 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 go. And it's like, we don't even realize when our body is like crying from within and saying, listen, stop everything you're doing and take care of me. And so I every day I see this, you know, even in my medical practice, I see it in my, you know, daily life. I mean, my mother goes through this, and I have to remind people, I'm like, you know, listen, if you break down, mentally, emotionally, physically, you can't accomplish all of those goals you have. So if you keep going, you keep going and you keep running after goal, one goal after another, you're going to burn out and none of those goals are going to be achieved. And the brilliance you're bringing to this world is never going to be heard because you're burnt out. And so it's so, that's so for me as also an Indian American, I'm so happy to see that you have really brought Ayurveda to the forefront in the right way, because there's so many benefits here. You know what I mean? Yep. That people speak about Ayurveda like they know what it is, and they don't. Okay, they just don't. And this is not any hate to any other, you know, culture or anything. But listen, this is an Indian cultural thing. So go to the people who know it best. Okay, exactly. Like we really do practice these things on the daily. I mean, I grew up, you know, Anisha, I tell people this and they don't believe me. I say, I grew up with yoga every day. You know, someone tried to tell me, like, because I practice yoga, like I'm an, you know, anti-Christ or something like that. Like they have no idea about, like, what, you know what I mean? Indian culture and all of these amazing remedies. They don't even know. So it's like, when they discover things like words, like for example in Ayurveda, ashwagandha, you know, has blown up, right? It's everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Now. Yes. And it's so annoying, right? Because it's like, why don't you think about Ayurveda from the perspective of someone who understands it? Like your mother has a PhD in it. I would go to her before I went to anybody else, right?
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like these simple things, you know, even turmeric, for example. I don't know why the turmeric pills. First of all, your body cannot even break down turmeric unless there's like black pepper added to it. So everything is such like, you know, you just put the name out there. Everything is trendy. And it's not about adding those two extra products, right? Yeah. It's not about, you know, putting one product and then adding three more to it and making it like a 10-step thing and feeling awesome about it. It's about doing less to get more. And that is what yoga, that's what everything about Ayurveda is. How do you get the most? How do you give your body the most? How do you get the most from your body? By doing less, not by getting more, right?
Exactly. Exactly. No, I completely agree with you. And that's why I think when I, like, for everyone listening, I have never liked an Ayurveda brand, mainly because most of them are not made by someone with Anisha's background. They're made by people who don't understand, like I said. So when I tried skincare, immediately I fell in love. It was almost like, you know, like when you use a product, people say, oh, you see immediate results or, you know, whatever. I'm not lying when I say, like, when I tried the body cream, I fell in love with it. It was the best body moisturizer I had ever used in my life. To this, like, even now, like, that's all I use. I have gotten rid of all of my body moisturizers. I'm not even joking. Like, I only use skincare body cream now because it is something that not only is it doing its job as skincare, but it makes me feel like I'm taking care of my skin in the most holistic and beautiful way because I trust it. I trust real Ayurveda. And that's where I really want the audience to understand is that with this brand, like, it's not just about a name, you know, it's not about, it's not like Anisha just said, okay, I'm going to make an Ayurveda line and just call it Ayurveda and that's it. No, this is real Ayurveda, you guys. Like the ingredients, the way it feels, the way it sinks in, the way you feel after you apply it. It is so healing and nurturing that you will come back again and again and again to the same products. And to be honest with you, that is the fundamental of all Indian based herbal medicine. That's what it is a cure. It's so solution oriented that you shouldn't have to have 15 different products. You know what I mean, Anisha? Like you won't need that, right?
You don't have to. It's not about those 10 steps. And that's why when I was thinking about creating something that helped heal me in a way that works for people globally and in the US with the time and educational restrictions that we have, body care and wellness is where I really wanted to be at, even though it's the most unsexiest category in beauty. Everyone wants face, makeup, hair, everything. But body care is really where it is at. The 10 minutes that you go into your shower are truly only your 10 minutes. Because no matter whether I'm sitting at a meditative, I put a mat, I sit there to meditate, my dogs are barking in the back, I'm thinking about what I need to make for my family. There's nothing like the shower is always the time that we'll have for ourselves. So if you can reconnect with your body in a way that makes sense when you are in that shower, when that water is falling on you, when you're applying, you know, doing a self abhyanga for 5 minutes with the oil, just looking and saying, oh, my knee hurts. You know what? I'm going to take care of this. Oh, what intention am I going to set for today? Right? What are the thoughts that I need to let go? How do I need to begin my day? Those 10 minutes in the morning or in the evening are so transformative. And, you know, while getting into this category, I thought about it quite a bit. And, you know, when I was asking people around, I did get discouraging answers. They were like, I think you should get into makeup because that's the, you know, everyone loves beautiful hair. Everyone loves, you know, not to have that acne and everything. And I'm like, dude, yeah. But then if you're not fixing it from the inside and you're not taking care of yourself holistically, that acne is going to come back again. That hair is going to fall again, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe all of that is gone, but you're still going to feel shitty about yourself. And you don't want to be, you want to feel good about your body. Thank it. Such a beautiful thing. It makes us go through the day. It just gives us everything. And we just have one temple for this life, right?
Yeah.
You can get a plastic surgery on your nose. You cannot get a plastic surgery for your entire body. There's no way. You can get a plastic surgery for your internal organs. These are things that you need to take care of. You don't get a second chance for them, right? So slowing down. Ayurveda teaches us that. That's like, you know, as an Indian, you would absolutely know it. Our grandmothers would have the most amazing tips. They'd say, oh, you're having a stomach ache, have this. Or
yes,
if you can't sleep, you know, just add this milk, add a pinch of pepper and turmeric with a little honey and drink it. Small things, they're embedded within our system. We don't even have to think about it twice, right?
Exactly.
They just come through. And it was such a beautiful time for me when I was thinking, okay, how do we bring these products to life for a global audience, right? So I spoke to my Ayurvedic doctor and I said, okay, this, how do we make this work, right? And then I spoke to my dermatologist. I said, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but, you know, there has to be something that we can do that gives us both preventative as well as curative benefits while giving like a therapeutic, you know, feeling to it. And you don't need 10 products. If I have one product and I want to use it head to toe, I should be able to use it because my Ayurvedic doctor, when he prescribed something for me, head to toe, eczema, dryness, that's something I had. He told me only one thing. Anisha, your face is not different from your scalp and that's not different from your body. If I'm giving you this oil goes on your face, scalp and body. If I'm giving you an herbal tea, it's meant to heal the whole you. You don't need 3 things. You don't need 4 things. You need this thing that I'm giving you, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, just thinking about this, so many ways we think about, you know, healing our body. For me, it's all about how can provide that value to my consumer where they know that their skin is the body. Everything is healing from the inside, making it, giving you a great canvas to work on, you know, off. If you don't have a good canvas, where are you going to paint? Your painting is never going to be as beautiful. Your vision, if you want to have great makeup, that's good. But first you need to make sure that your canvas is healthy, that your canvas, you have it, right? Your skin has an ability to regenerate, to, you know, rebuild. Why don't you help your body enhance those naturally, right? And then you do whatever. It all comes down to the basics. It's the most simplest thing, but, you know, just talking to my my counselors and, you know, my healers and, you know, when we come together, we're like, okay, this and this. But truly, skincare is, it's a good skin is the foundation for a good skin is always good mental health, good sleep, your ability to kind of manage your stress, how you eat, what you put in your body, your nutrition, your thoughts, everything, right? It's not one thing or the other. Over time, I mean, it's beautiful. There's so many products out there, but Ayurveda always goes back to these few basic principles. And, you know, it's just about how do we communicate these principles with the larger audience in the most authentic way possible, right?
Exactly. And you know what? I just want to add this because, you know, from the science perspective, I want every single person to understand something, and that is that Ayurveda is a science. It is not just a, you know, like random like herbs and, you know, oils and whatever. No, It's an exact science, okay?
Yep.
Everything that is written in Indian medicine, Indian herbal medicine, is tested by centuries yep. of knowledge has been collected around these ingredients, and they are really, truly the best of the best. Like, for example, I just want to talk about the body butter, right, that you have in mm-hmm. the collection. I mean, you know, from the get-go, if you guys look at the Inky list for anything in skincare, you're going to mm-hmm. notice that Anisha does not start with water. Aqua is not the first ingredient here, okay? Yep. But the ingredients she has put in here are all very like nutrition based. They are helping mm-hmm. your body not only get nourished, but protect what's already there, protect the skin barrier, protect what's already, you know, intact, and what's not intact, fix it. So things like aloe leaf juice, you know, that's a natural anti-inflammatory, you know, organic shea butter, that's very nourishing, very moisturizing, you know, organic jojoba seed oil, you know, it's mm-hmm. really, really good because it absorbs quickly. It doesn't clog your pores, doesn't cause greasiness. Like every single ingredient, it has been thought out. It's been really, really, you know, crafted in a way that it is a global brand, because every single person on the planet wants something that feels good on their skin, but it mm-hmm. also works. And so that's where I'm like, you know, I get so excited when I look at, you know, your brand, Anisha, because I see real, actual, you know, Ayurvedic medicine being applied here. This is not a, you know, it's not just a willy-nilly, okay, somebody just put Ayurveda on a label and said, okay, here you go. No, you will see the results. And that's what I keep, you know, honestly, I will not even lie to you. Like, I refuse to interview so many brands that were claiming to be Ayurveda because I looked at their ingredient list. I was like, this is not Ayurveda. This is not Ayurveda. And so when I saw your brand, Anisha, I was immediately like, I am in love with this brand. I'm in love with what she's doing. She's doing it right. And that's why I'm so like, right now, I'm so excited even talking about this, because this is how you do something that is like, people talk about formulas and how they work together. Well, this mm-hmm. is how you create formulas that work, like the ingredients work together to form this, you know, overall effect. You combine the real good stuff, and you put mm-hmm. it all together. And that's exactly what you've done in your products. And I love how it's no fluff. It's directly what you need. The ingredients are there. Everything is there for a reason. It's functional in every way. So, you know, it's like, it's a no brainer. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't need to keep looking and looking and looking for brands. You have one right in front of you that's working and it's doing its job. So, you know, use it.
Exactly. Yeah. And the price point too, right?
Oh my God. Your price points are amazing. Yeah.
So I was going through the pricing and I was like, okay, how do we fit in? Is this, because all the ingredients are super expensive, right? But I didn't want to make the product so expensive that the benefits of this product cannot reach the number of people that it deserves to reach, right?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but that body cream and the body butter is easily a $120 product. Like, easily.
No doubt about it. Yeah, and the oils too, have you tried them?
Yeah, of course. Amazing. Yes. It's like every product is amazing. You guys you guys won't know what I'm talking about till you experience the line. Like, everything comes, like, Anisha has made the largest sizes possible. You know what I mean? Yep. For the lowest price possible. Like, she has made it to be like so accessible. So when you, for example, I keep saying body cream, but honestly, this is a great example. That's why I'm saying it. That body cream jar mm-hmm. is gonna last you for like 4 months. Like, no joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's you don't need a lot of it.
exactly. And you just put in a pump or two of the body oil in there, it might even last longer, you know. It just seals everything in. So it really depends on how much you're using. And the best part, you can use it on your face too. It's not going to cause you to break out.
I use it everywhere. It's a really great nourishing, you know, it's a great product. And that's the thing, you know, this is something, honestly, I tell everybody this, and for everyone listening out there, you guys know I preach about this. Find the products that work and stick to them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stop looking around. Stop like frantically buying everything that you see at a drugstore. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go and you have to invest in the brands who are doing the homework, that are made by founders who have a real story to tell. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the brands that are going to give you results, because they're coming from a place of solution oriented mentality. You know, Anisha, everything you explained to us, like your journey, you know, mm-hmm. after coming to this country and everything. What that tells me is that you're a person who's gone through it and you don't want BS. So your line reflects that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious to, and I sometimes get so frustrated with consumers because there's like, oh, well, you know, this is not working or I'm not seeing results. And I'm like, well, what brands are you using? And they'll list off like 15 products from the drugstore. And I always think to myself, I'm like, why on earth are you doing that? Just go find something good and, you know, just
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And well, the name too, I'm skincare. That the name came with the purpose as well. So when I was going through my journey of, you know, self-discovery and realigning my life again, like the second time under the chance I had, because Ayurveda, the way of life, really gave me that transformative, you know, the transformation that I needed. Actually came from the word Om, like, you know, the way you say it,
yes, right?
So it's internal. And also because it's a way of life, I'm saying, guys, when you buy products from here, you're not just getting a product, you're gifting yourself a new way of life. You're gifting yourself a new perspective, a new lifestyle. So it's like, and then I had a stealth blog called Urban Mowgli, where I was documenting my healing journey. And I called it Urban Mowgli because, you know, we deserve to be in the, you know, nature heals us. But then I'm in this urban, the urban jungle, and I'm trying to heal myself, right? So I mixed both Ayurveda and my Urban Mowgli journey, documenting it, and made it skincare. So I love to tell people that, by the way.
I love that. No, I think, you know what? I think that everything is just... it's so well thought out. And, you know, immediately, this is my thing. When you know a brand is working, you will immediately resonate with it, you know, from the packaging to the feel to the way it feels on your body. And those are the things that are signs and indicators that you have put your money in the right place. And I always tell consumers, you know, when you're looking for a brand, you have to feel it. See what it does to your skin. See how quickly things soak into your skin, you know, and do you connect with the brand's philosophy? Do you connect with the founder's vision? Those are all important things. So these are very important aspects that you pointed out, you know, from the name to the way that it's, you know, the vision that you've had. These are important things because they connect you with the founder. They connect you with the vision of the brand. And that's what also helps with that effect of, you know, allowing it to work for your body. You know, I'm a huge believer in this mind-body connection. You know, I really believe that the next frontier for anything related to medicine, you know, as you know, the skin is an organ, but any type of therapy that you utilize for the skin or for anything in your body, you have to have this mind body connection where you have to feel like it's working. You know what I mean? Yes. You also, you can't just say that, okay, I'll try it because so and so recommended it. No, you have to try it yourself. Okay. And you have to make that connection. You have to create that relationship with the brand. And then from there, you will realize if this works for you or not. So I really encourage my listeners and also just consumers in general, check out the brands that we have here on Skincare Anarchy because this is the best of the best, you guys. You know, if you're looking for
doubt about it. I mean, just all the brands that you represent. The thing is, it's not just about interviewing the founder. As a doctor yourself, you come from a completely different perspective, right? You know what works and what doesn't work. And for someone as accomplished as you to refer to a mind-body connection as something that everybody needs to understand, feel, and experience for themselves is so phenomenal because you don't hear many people saying that. And a lot of times it's just like, hey, I'm giving you this prescription, take it, come back after 3 months, I'm going to refill. That's not how life works. And that's not how you're truly going to heal. It's going to give you a band-aid, but the mind-body connection, the holistic view, like you mentioned, and all the, you know, brands that you speak with and represent on your platform are, you know, so beautifully intertwined with your mission and what you want to bring to your consumer. It's beautiful, Ekta. You're doing a phenomenal job here.
Thank you so much, Anisha. That means the world coming from you. And, you know, I really, it's, you know, it's not even about like, it's me. It's just that I know that there are people and founders like yourself out there that have done such good work. And you guys are creating products that are really efficacious. Like, you know, skincare, for example, like, you know, I've seen so many lines that are like, they are priced so high And they're lying to people. They're lying. Mm-hmm. And then people want to get mad at influencers or whoever. But you guys, look at the brands that are lying, okay? Yep. If a brand is being honest, they're going to be very honest with you. Like right now, Anisha's on my show. We're talking about her line. There's nothing to hide here. There's nothing to lie about. You know what I mean? Yep. This is just good stuff, okay?
Yep.
And so if you see that and you see that level of transparency, that should be an automatic green flag to you to say, okay, this is worth me at least trying to see if this works, okay?
Yep.
And that's why I'm like such a huge believer in you have to understand the founder and you have to understand the founder's story and you have to understand from what place they have created this product, because that will tell you everything you need to know. And then the rest of it, you experience on your own. But with specifically with Om Skincare, I'm honestly telling everybody out there, you know, like if you're going to go towards a specific type of, you know, product, like for example, Chinese medicine, if I was to buy a product that was Chinese medicine based, right, where would I buy it from? I would buy it from a founder who's Chinese, right? Because they have the background, they grew up in the culture, they understand this stuff. I'm not going to buy it from some random person, you know what I mean? From So that's the idea here, is that, you know, you have to support, you have to support the cultures from which these products come from. Yeah.
And the influencers too, right? As much as I love influencers, I think people hosting podcasts or people talking should be someone as amazing and as qualified as yourself. Because if I really want something, I want to come here from an educational perspective, from someone who knows all sides, right? Not just because they want to put a pretty picture and say, oh, I'm using this product so my skin looks so good. I don't even know how many influencers actually use the products that they promote. You know, I'm not hating on influencers. I'm just saying, like, the mindset, consumer needs to be more educated. Influencers are phenomenal. They're great. They get the word out, but it's up to the consumer to get to the right resource to understand and learn and put their trust in. Like, I would come to Skin Anarchy to come here and say, okay, what is this really true? You know, I saw this influencer posting about it and I want to learn about this person. I want to learn about the founder. I want to learn about the brand. There is truth in certain platforms. And I think you're creating a phenomenal platform for that. Just love it.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And I'm such a believer in your line. Like I said, you guys, everyone listening, I have tried this on myself. I am to this day using it since the day that Anisha sent me her products to now. I've used them every day. I cannot live without them at this point. I use them for my body care routine. And we all know how much like crap is out there in the body care space. Okay. So finding a brand that's actually doing it right is, it's like finding gold. Okay. In the middle of bunch of coal.
Yeah.
So this is real gold, guys. You know, Skincare is a great body care line. It is the next step in body care. You know, we've done so much with face care. We've done so much with facial skin and, you know, tightening, brightening, all that stuff, but nobody's talking about the body, which is another part of why, you know, I get so turned off by so many brands, because if you can't make body care, that means you haven't thought about skin health. That's really my opinion, you know?
Yep.
And so if you can make body care really well, that means that you're really coming at skin from the health perspective. And, you know, the whole range, like I said, is just, it's crafted to give you not only like, you know, obviously your skin will benefit, but also to give you that peace of mind. You know, there are so many other products in the line, like for example, the Dia, you know, which is the candle, you know, you have things that are there to just make you feel better as you're going through your routine. And that is a well-rounded collection right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really believe in that. I believe in the power of like combining different genres of self-care, you know, and creating a line. And that's really, in my opinion, that's what Ayurveda stands for, is this overall holistic healing, you know?
It is, each one of them are meditative, right? That's what Ayurveda says, like self-care, self-love, everything has to be holistic. But when people talk a lot about mind-body-soul connection, I want to ask them what do they mean by a mind-body-soul product, right? Does that even, like, what does it mean to you? What do you know it means that you have to balance your internal wellness and your external skincare? I think, you know, words are great, but what do those words mean to you? How are you going to educate your consumer based on your philosophy of internal and external wellness, right? If you have 10 minutes in a day and you do not have time to meditate, but you know that meditation is important to you, take your meditation practice somewhere else. Maybe use cooking as a meditative practice. Use bathing as a meditative practice. Use walking your dog as a meditative practice. Watering your plants as a meditative practice. It's all about making this fit with your lifestyle. It's not about bending your lifestyle so much that you inconveniently plug in a 15-20 minute routine in there and feel and not have it be sustainable for your overall health and well-being, right?
Right.
Yeah, just get into that shower, use that 10 minutes while you're reconnecting with your body, while you're applying. It's as simple as that to change the way your day is going to transform. And I really love, I'm a fan of meditation, but I'm not a fan of sitting in one place. And it's just that the minute I sit on the mat, I start thinking about my dogs, my food, something, or even ice cream, I don't know, wine, all kinds of things. So I just, it's the shower for me. I encourage all of your consumers to actually try the shower meditation. It's beautiful. In fact, we're actually coming up with a shower flow that, a meditative shower flow that, you know, we're about to release sometime next month. And I'm going to share it with you first so your consumers can get the first dibs on the 5-minute shower flow that we're going to create.
I love that. I love that so much. I'm so excited. I really like, you know, I'm honestly telling you, like, I'm going to be like, you guys are going to see this all over my social profiles. I'm telling you, you will always see skincare in my routine. I'm not joking. It's literally, I can't live without it anymore, Anisha. You've really created something. Now it's a problem for me because now I can't use anything else.
that's a good problem to have.
It's
you
a
know,
good
you
problem
just
to have,
text
yes.
me and then we put you on a monthly schedule and just ship you product. Just enjoy it.
I love that. No, you know, everyone, you guys, listen, I'm being very honest with you. If you're looking for a good, very, very luxury level skincare for your body, this is the line. There's nothing better than this out there. I will tell you, hands down, I've tried it all. This is the line. Go get it. Like, I'm not joking. There is not a single product in the entire range that you will not fall in love with. It's all so beautiful. Like I said, worth every cent. It's the price point is ridiculously low for the amount of product you get. I mean, from every little detail, Anisha has thought everything out. You know what I mean? From every detail. So I really encourage you guys, you know, if there's any body care brand that you buy from my recommendation, from Skincare Anarchy's recommendation, it should be Skincare. Hands down. It's my favorite. And so I really, really hope you guys take my advice. I hope you guys have loved this episode. And Anisha, we're going to have to bring you back on the show. You know, we can't just have one conversation. I have to bring you back.
Absolutely. We should do an amazing deep dive into mental health and how it all scientifically relates to overall skin health. I think that would be such a great topic for your audience, right?
Or even diving into the Ayurveda, right? The ingredients.
Exactly.
I would love to do that. If you guys want to hear more about that, let us know. And maybe Anisha and I can set up like a little masterclass for everyone so that we can really learn about Ayurveda, you know? So
absolutely.
Anyways, I'm so happy that we'd had this first conversation. And like I said to everyone, I will link everything in the concept art for the episode. So definitely check out the line. If you don't, I'm going to take it personally. So you have to go do it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored, Ekta. This is it's such a special moment for me. I love speaking to, other fellow entrepreneurs who are like super educated, love discussing the holistic point of view. And I'm just really so thankful that you gave us a chance to try the products and fell in love with it and have us on your platform here.
Oh my gosh, Anisha, the honor is truly mine. And thank you so much for your kind words, for your humility and for just everything. You're just such a kind soul and I can't rave about you enough. So thank you so much. And I can't wait for the whole world to try Skincare. So you guys, again, check it out. And I'm going to be linking everything. Yeah. I'm going to be linking everything. I'm going to link products as well that are my top favorite products in the line, although I love the whole line. So definitely check those out and leave your reviews. Let's keep the train going. You know what I mean? If you get the body cream, show us, you know what I mean? Show us your results and we'll keep it going and we'll make a fun little thing out of it. So, you know,
exactly.
I'm
huge believer. First, Your consumers, yes. Everyone, you heard it here first. Just so you know, I've had so many interview requests, and this is actually my first interview that I was like, okay, I'm going to talk to Ekta. She's well-rounded. I really want to talk to her. So always listen, go to an education-based podcast, and you heard about Skincare here first, you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Anisha. That's so sweet of you. Oh my gosh. I see. You see why I love everything about her line, including her. It's so amazing. Thank you so much. And for everyone listening, I will be back next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.